Go to over here to John in Stanaway.
Well, thank you for taking my call, doctor. I have severe leg cramps, mostly in my right leg. It happens more often. Every morning when I wake up, here for the last 2 weeks, I guess.
Okay, sir.
I wonder if you got anything that could help me with that. Or
a couple of things. If people get cramps much more on one side than the other, I always ask them, please check with a good chiropractor and make sure you haven't got a nerve that's compressed on that goes down one leg and not the other. That's a possibility. I'm not saying it's a certainty, but it needs to be checked. Now, the second thing, as we get older, and we all do, doggone it, hopefully we get wiser, but that doesn't occur in Washington, D.C. as they get older, does it? Uh-uh. But anyway, back to us.
For sure.
Yeah, as we get older, our cells do not concentrate magnesium as well as they did. Now, oddly enough, magnesium is what's called an inside-the-cell mineral, 12, 16 parts inside the cell, only one part outside. And what happens, and this was first found in experimental animals, and now we've flat-out proven at the clinic that it occurs in people, what happens is if that inside-the-cell amount drops from 12 to 16 to maybe, 9 to 10, something like that, then things start going to a cramp all the time, lots of cramps. And the person can take all the magnesium they want to by mouth or rub it in magnesium oil or do Epsom salt baths, and it isn't going to help. But then some dog lab researchers bailed us all out on that one, and they found that they took magnesium, put it in a small syringe, not a big IV bottle, and shoved it in like a son of a gun really fast. And when we do that, it dilates the blood vessels all over our bodies, and we break out in a sweat, and we better be wearing our gym clothes. But other than that, nobody's had problems with it, heavy sweat, gym clothes. What that does is it forces the magnesium inside the cell, and after we do that enough times, and we usually do that, this comes up so often, it's a routine, Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 2 weeks, and after that, 99% of the people don't have leg cramps anymore, as long as they make sure to rub in some magnesium every day. And that way, keep their magnesium supply up, because then it will penetrate inside the cell where it belongs. But without that rapid IV push, it won't get in there anymore. So the first thing I try is go see the chiropractor. If that doesn't work, check with a Tahoma practitioner. We're all the time ordering, I'm not kidding you, in our IV room, these rapid magnesium IV pushes for people with persistent cramps and spasms. Everywhere in the body, esophageal cramps and spasms, leg cramps and spasms, any place there's a cramp or a spasm and doesn't want to go away, and especially, again, if we're in the older population, those magnesium pushes, they do a really good job. They hardly ever fail.
What magnesium level should you have, say, in a blood test?
Well, that's a problem, sir, because magnesium is intracellular, and there is no laboratory that measures intracellular magnesium that is out there, except one you can do by mail order, sir. It's called EXATEST, EXATEST, and that one's easy because all you got to do is scrape some cells from inside your cheek like you're doing a DNA test and send it off this lab, and they measure the inside the cell, intracellular magnesium, and that's what's so important is the intracellular, the blood level, the serum level. There's one part in the serum for every 12 to 16 parts in the inside the cell, sir, if things are normal. So, again, the blood level is useless. The EXA test is useful if you want to know what's inside your cells.
Does your dispensary sell that test?
No, no, sir. You go online.
EXA, oh, you go online.
Go EXATEST, contact them, and they'll send you the little kit, and you scrape the cells and send it to them, and they send you back the answer. There you go.
Okay. EXTA.
No, no, EXA.
EXA.
TEST. EXA test.
Oh, okay. EXA test. Okay, doctor, how much magnesium do you normally take a day?
Me? I take Epsom salt baths because those people in Epsom, England, they taught us centuries ago that it'll get in through the skin. And I got a delicate gut, poor me. It's been ever since that way ever since I was a kid. And if I take the same amount of magnesium other people take, well, I have to spend too much time in the bathroom. So I just take Epsom salt baths and I rub in magnesium gel and oil, and that does the job for me, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, doctor.
Bye. You're welcome, sir.